Hello, my name is Dan from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Hi, would you be interested in participating in the survey? It wouldn't take that long.
A survey for what?
It's about firearms. It would be very nice if you participated with us. It would help us a lot.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I promise it won't take that long. Let me ask you, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
You'll have to repeat that.
Okay, no problem. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is, or no, it is not?
No, it isn't.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me just read this for you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Support.
Support. Thank you very much. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose. Thank you. How about a locked container or case?
A locked container or what?
Or a case.
A case.
Okay, thank you. And for lastly, for this part, a locked box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, thank you very much. We are at 40%, and thank you again for participating. This really helps me out a lot.
Okay.
Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, thank you very much. How about a combination lock?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint, would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Let's continue to the next question. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should it be or should it not be unloaded?
Not be unloaded.
Okay, thank you very much. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure, or no, it is not.
No.
Okay, thank you very much. We're at 60%, almost done. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you very much. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who is lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, thank you. We're at 72%. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you very much. We're almost at 80%. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Okay, we're at 80%. Almost done. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself or a Democrat or a Republican?
Republican.
Thank you very much. Let me ask, what is your age? Is it between 18 and 34? 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or a 65 and over?
65 and older. Over.
Okay, thank you very much. And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Is white, Anglo, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you very much. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Female. Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate it. This helps us out a lot. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Have a good one. Thank you very much.